As promised, we are speaking to F&B spokesperson, that is Pearl Cele. Pearl, a very good morning to you and great to have you with us on the show.
Thank you so much, JT. Good morning to you and good morning to the Rise FM listeners.
Now, F&B's hashtag help yourself is about learning to manage our money better in 2024. And this month, we've been learning all about insurance. It's been a lot to digest. So this week, we're going to summarize some of the key points that we have learned. If we may, Pearl, can we begin by unpacking the concept of insurance and how it works?
Yeah, thanks for that, JT. So, you know, insurance really is, you know, like a financial safety net for unforeseen events that could potentially create financial strain on you or your loved ones. And so how it works is that, you know, you make a small monthly payment to an insurance company to have yourself or your items covered. And this is called a premium. And in return, what the insurance companies do is that they promise then to take care of the financial burden. If something were to happen to you or to your loved ones or even your property, right, they will then take care of the financial burden to either repair or replace the items. So insurance, we can say, essentially, you know, protects you from things such as car accidents, could be health-related issues, or even damages your property or, you know, in some instances, even death. The insurance company will then cover the costs, you know, like repairing or replacing these items, or even paying for your medical bills. If you, you know, you have health insurance and you get sick, they would cover also the cost of a funeral in the case that you pass away or you lose, you know, your loved one. So basically, when you have insurance, it then means that you do not have to carry all the financial burden when you are faced with an unexpected event.
And I imagine that there are different types of insurance that are available in the market. What are those?
So certainly there are various types of, you know, insurance products that are, you know, available in the market. And, you know, each is designed really to cover, you know, different things. Now, for example, you have car insurance, which covers your car in the case, you know, that it is damaged or written off in an accident or even if it's stolen. So car insurance also covers, you know, third-party events where you have either, you know, damaged somebody else's car or their property while you were driving. And then we have, you know, home insurance, which protects your house or its contents, you know, if it's damaged or there's, you know, there's been a theft. I mean, these are all really known as short-term insurances, but you can also have insurance products where you insure a person, their health or even their ability to earn a living. And these are then known as long-term insurance. Then we also have other types of insurances, you know, like medical aid and hospital covers, which help you then cover, you know, medical expenses like your doctor's visits or hospital stays. We also have life insurance, you know, which provides support to you, to your loved ones, rather, in the event that you pass away, right? We also have disability covers that would pay you an income if you cannot work due to a disability. And then we have the most common one, which is funeral covers, which then, you know, covers or pays out when you die, with your loved ones that you've insured pass on. And this is really intended to help your family cover the costs which are really associated with a funeral. This type of cover usually pays out quite quickly so that the preparations for a funeral can be made.
You know, someone who might be listening to us right now might say, you know, I'm a cautious driver, therefore I don't need insurance. I live in an estate and we hardly ever experience any burglaries. Why would you say it is so important to have insurance as part of your financial plan?
Yeah, so you know, JT, life in its nature is unpredictable, right? And so unexpected events, you know, and costs like accidents or death of a loved one can have a major financial consequence. Yes, you may not know when they will happen, but having insurance really then safeguards you against them in the case or in the event that they do happen. And so it's important really to have insurance because it protects you and your loved ones from these big unexpected expenses that may otherwise derail you financially if you haven't planned for them, okay? And so without insurance, you might even be forced to either tap into your savings, and that's if you do have an emergency savings fund, in order to, you know, cater or cover, you know, these unexpected costs. Or in the worst case, you may even rely on, you know, taking on high interest debt like credit cards or personal loans when these events happen, so you can at least, you know, navigate. And in this way, I would say, you know, insurance then really protects you and your financial goals, because if you have insurance, then there's no need to take on debt or to even tap into your savings. And if you have dependents, I mean, like myself, I've got two kids, I mean, life insurance for me is a non-negotiable, because I know it will provide that financial safety net for my children in the event that I am no longer around. They can continue living the life that they are used to. And again, medical aid helps me cover unexpected medical costs again for the children, because they, you don't know when they will fall sick. And so I would say, JT, it's not really something that you must decide to have or not to have, but because life is unpredictable, you want to just ensure that you protect yourself and your loved ones against those unforeseen events.
Well, we've lost her. We are going to try and get her back, which gives me an opportunity to play this.
F&B brings you hashtag Help Yourself, a financial education program. F&B is a division of First Rand Bank Limited.
All right, so we're trying to get hold of Pearl. We unfortunately lost her, and I'm assuming we have you back, Pearl. Do we have you back?
I'm back, thank you. I'm back, thanks, JT.
All right. Now, if I may ask you, I think lastly, because we're out of time, you know, there are many different types of insurance that are available out there. How does a listener then choose the right insurance for their needs?
Yeah, so I think choosing the right insurance really is about, you know, you considering your specific needs and your financial plans and goals. And I think it's important for our listeners to also know that everyone's financial situation is different. So you have to really start by deciding what sort of risk, you know.
Oh my goodness, we lost her again. Again, it happened. But it was a pleasure speaking to her. That was the last question. I think we're okay now. That was Pearl Cele, who is F&B spokesperson. And so, yeah, that's us on insurance this morning.
Hashtag Help Yourself is a financial education program brought to you by F&B, a division of First Rand Bank Limited.